We have an update this morning on what's called the burqa debate in France. The question is whether the full head and body covering worn by many Muslim women should be banned. Today, a French commission recommended that it be outlawed in public buildings like schools and hospitals. The country's been having this discussion for more than 6 months, and as Eleanor Beardsley reports, it's not over yet.
The burqa debate erupted last summer when President Nicolas Sarkozy, out of the blue, declared the all-encompassing face-covering veil unwelcome in France.
Le problème de la burqa n'est pas un problème religieux.
The burqa is not a religious problem, he told the French Parliament in a State of the Union-style address. It's a problem of freedom and the dignity of women. Sarkozy said the burqa, which allows the wearer to see through a cloth mesh, and its close cousin, the niqab, which leaves a slit for the eyes, subjugate women. A commission began looking into the garment. Its report out this morning recommends that Parliament ban it from public buildings, but not the streets. Jean-François Copé, leader of Sarkozy's majority party in Parliament, believes France needs a solid law against the burqa.
The two reasons why we have to implement this legislation is to respect the rights of women, and second, it's a question of security. Who can imagine that people can just walk everywhere in the country with a burqa, without the possibility for us to recognize their face?
France is home to Europe's largest Muslim minority, but the sight of fully veiled women is not an everyday occurrence in most parts of the country. While the shoppers and vendors at a street market in the north of Paris are mostly immigrants from Africa and the Maghreb, no one's dressed in a burqa or niqab today. Like many, 22-year-old Salima Zebag is wearing a headscarf or hijab. I think it's inadmissible in a country of so-called liberty to forbid people to wear what they want, says Zebag.
It's not a question of tolerance. We are very tolerant. Everybody can have his own religion, no problem with that. But it has to be subordinated to the law of the Republic, and the law say you have to show your face.
Jean-François Copé has been pounding home that message. Recently, in a popular late-night talk show watched by millions of French people, Copé faced off with a woman wearing a niqab who went by the name of Delilah. I'm sorry, I just can't have a real conversation with you because I can't see you, said a frustrated Copé to the black-clad woman. While polls show a majority of French people now support banning the burqa in public, the report estimates that only between 300 and 2,000 women in France may actually wear it. Many lawmakers are afraid that a draconian law would be pointless and further stigmatize Muslims who are already bristling after a series of town hall-style debates on national identity in France have unleashed a barrage of anti-Islamic sentiment. Mohamed El Madani, who describes himself as a law-abiding, voting French citizen, says banning burqas, like banning minarets in Switzerland, is a blow to Muslims and a political ploy.
For us Muslims, it's very simple, in fact. The party of the president is trying to make the people of the extreme right to make them vote for the UMP, for the president's party.
Beyond Sarkozy, the debate over banning the burqa isn't so clear-cut. Politicians from the left and right are for and against it, and a prominent imam has come out for the ban, as has a mainstream Muslim women's group. And while most French Muslims probably do feel stigmatized by the burqa debate, they embrace France's strict separation of religion and the state. For NPR News, I'm Eleanor Beardsley in Paris.